The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The vampire bat wants to suck your blood, but how does he find it? New research shows that the bat uses specialized sensors near its nose that are extremely sensitive to heat. The vampire bat feeds on sleeping animals, including birds and mammals. To get its blood fixed, the bat first needs to find an animal and then determine if it's sleeping. So the vampire bat also has special brain cells that are sensitive to the deep breathing sounds of snoozing animals. Once they find a sleeping animal, they need to feed on it without waking it up. There are no second chances when it comes to feeding off an animal's blood. Their special heat sensors enable them to distinguish between areas of skin that cover vessels full of delicious hot blood and areas covered with unpalatable hair. They then use their razor-sharp teeth to make a 5-millimeter square divot in the skin and suck out the sleeping animal's blood without waking them. The bat uses a receptor found in all mammals. In fact, we use it to sense the heat on our skin. However, the bat's receptor is modified to be able to detect much lower levels of heat from up to 20 centimeters away. But in humans, in all but the most extreme cases, like a burner on a stove, we require physical contact to feel heat from an object.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.